message received.
Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Welcome to another edition of the Online Business Platinum Podcast. Excited to be able to share yet another insider guest with you today. The quality of the people we're getting on the interview is just awesome. And today you're going to really enjoy the interview that I did with Lindsay Anderson. She's known as One Click Lindsay, a master of traffic and lead generation for your business, and has a real turnkey offering, service offering for many clients, top name clients, that brings in traffic from organic sources as well as inorganic. She's going to talk about Facebook advertising and some of the secrets about how to actually get response with both organic and paid Facebook advertising. She's going to talk about Pinterest. She's going to talk about email marketing. She's going to talk about the type of website you need. Covers the gamut in this interview. And like always, we keep this within a reasonable period of time. I think the interview is less than 30 minutes. Hard-hitting stuff. You're going to want to listen to this and apply. She gives you some real practical tools to use for this in your business. Let me just introduce Lindsay real quick, and then we'll jump into the interview. So One Click Lindsay is a web strategy expert working with small business owners, helping them to produce more traffic and more leads. Lindy's the founder and CEO of trafficandleads.com. Wow, that's a cool domain that specializes in driving traffic, getting leads, and the art of nurturing leads to become lifelong clients. In other words, she's focused on not just getting the leads, but on conversion. Now, One Click Lindsay is an expert in landing pages, email sequences, search engine ranking, newsletters, analytics, social media, pay-per-click advertising, the gamut, and we go into that in the interview. She knows how to utilize the myriad of these online options to generate more traffic and leads. And in this interview, by the way, she touches on various different types of businesses, from chiropractors' offices to vending machine clients to digital publishers, and talks specifically about some of the campaigns they're running. So really cool insider stuff. Without ado, I want to get into that interview. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this latest podcast edition. Hey, get up to social networking. Go up to Facebook and then / HireTrustMarketing. You'll find all our content up there. You'll also find us on Twitter at HireTrust. You'll find us on Snapchat at HireTrust. We share a lot of content every day in our daily stories. If you guys are on those platforms, and you should be, connect with us. We want to connect with you. We want to see your content, and we want you to see our content. And by all means, give us the feedback on these latest podcasts where we're interviewing some of these experts. Without further delay, let's get into the interview with Lindsay. Hey, everyone. Jeff back from HireTrustMarketing.com, back with a very special guest today, One Click Lindsay. She's the founder and CEO of trafficandleads.com. Now, Lindsay Anderson's a proven expert in all things traffic and leads. And well, let's face it, that's the lifeblood of our online business, isn't it? So I can't wait to dig into the tips that Lindsay has to share with us today. So, hey, very big welcome, Lindsay, and thanks for joining us today.
Jeff, I'm so happy to be on the show today. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I have to start off with the nickname, One Click Lindsay, and get an explanation from you on that. But while you're answering that, maybe you can just let us know the path you've taken to get where you've arrived today and sort of give us a couple minute overview of your business.
Sure. Yeah. So it all kind of combined. So that's a perfect question. And I'm glad that we're talking about the nickname, because I was going to correct you. You need to call me One Click Lindsay and not just Lindsay, by the way. I'm just kidding. So anyway, I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, always trying different business ideas, from, the basic lemonade stand to running Babysitter's Club, all of that up through college. When I got to college, it seemed like a very natural fit to go into information systems, learn more about websites, online marketing, and that kind of thing, because then you could try out any online or any business you wanted and see if it would sink or swim without spending a ton of money. So it seemed like a perfect fit. So I went to college for that. Right out of college, I got a job at a nuclear waste facility doing some software programming. That was mind-numbingly boring because it was a government job. Yes, we got paid a ton of money, but it was really, really boring because you had to have a whole bunch of paperwork and wait for all the signatures. And I was truly an entrepreneur at heart, so making a couple modifications to code per day really didn't feed that. So I decided to go out on my own And I started a general web development business, and the name of that business was Web Impact, and I built it to be a fairly large business. I was definitely the best one in town, had a bunch of employees, had a super nice office, you know the whole dreaming of a business, and so you get all these things, and then you have to be profitable, which is a whole nother thing, unfortunately, because everyone and their dogs, cousins, aunts, uncle was a web developer. You couldn't really charge a ton. It was definitely really difficult to convey value when compared, because it was just a website after all. So customers, I had a fairly large customer base, but customers would come and go, which really came, I had to sit down and say, well, what do these customers really want? Do they want a website? Well, of course, because that's what they're asking for. If they were knowledgeable enough, then maybe they would ask for a pay-per-click campaign, maybe some social media marketing. But all in all, like, what do these customers want? Which it dawned on me was traffic and leads. So I rebranded the entire company to be trafficandleads.com and became a specialist in generating said traffic and leads, which of course goes into pay-per-click and Facebook marketing and websites. But it's so much more than that, because it's essentially generating traffic and leads for these small business owners. Most specifically, and something that I tout and lecture a lot on, is the power of the all-powerful email list. So really generating traffic and lead comes down to the email list. So back to the nickname, I had a client, chiropractor. He wanted to run a special for pregnant gals in chiropractic care, because he could perform some real magic for said pregnant women. So we created some landing pages, and like all good landing pages, we had beautiful pregnant woman, and we had the nice call to action, is your back killing you during pregnancy? We had a nice email sequence that would go out 10 days to feeling better during pregnancy. And of course, throughout that 10-day email sequence, we were touting that, yes, this will help you, but you really should go in and see the doctor. It was a super effective campaign. However, that landing page, of course, all landing page needs a lot of work to get the conversion that you need. So we were changing the header, we were changing the image, we were changing the button, all of that good stuff when it comes to a landing page. And I must have said to him 100 times, because he was new at email marketing, and I said to him, probably 100 times, we've got to get them to make that one click. Once they make that one click and get on your list, we can nurture them and we can feed them and we can make them trust and love you. Just make that one click. Well, we finally made some final adjustments to the website. The next morning, we had about 10 opt-ins. I called him up. I'm like, hey, doc. And he said, well, if it isn't one click, Lindsay, and the rest is history. I picked up that nickname. I thought it was a lot more memorable than just Lindsay Anderson. So one click, Lindsay, it became, and the rest is history, really.
Wow, that's a great story, and yeah, that makes so much sense. And I've sort of noted three or four things that I want to come back to as we go through this talk, because I think they're really important points to emphasize that you touched on through that whole experience. One of them was, I going back to that point where you had started your first business and you had stepped back and asked the question, what did they really want? How did you go about answering that question? So was it just based on, did you survey your market, or was it just based on your knowledge of what those website owners, just, having worked with them, or how did you?
It was definitely having worked with them, right. And knowing what, like, they just kept, I don't know, like, I just intrinsically knew, because I was silly enough, Jeff, and I hate to even admit this, but I wasn't collecting a list at that time. I had the same misconceptions that so many of my customers have now, which is, oh, email marketing is so spammy, and only used car salesmen totally do that. But that is so not true. An email list is truly a huge asset to your business. So it wasn't like I could ask them, because, but I just knew. I had over 400 clients, and like with the generic questions they would ask, or with, it was like we would build a website and they would just be like, or we'd go to like renew hosting and they'd be like, maybe I do need it, maybe I don't. I don't know. And it was like, right. That's a valid point, because we're not driving any traffic. You're not getting any phone calls. What's the point of a website if you're not doing that?
Absolutely. And that's, there's a lot of, I have a lot of listeners that actually run service businesses where they might be, you know, graphics designers, it might be website designers, as you talk about, there might be coaches, consultants. And it's really interesting. The point you're making here is to always keep in mind the end result. And the result in your case wasn't just a website. It's actually the lead. It's the traffic first, and then it's the lead, and ultimately it's the sales, right?
Yeah, exactly. And again, like, just because I still have clients today, I have the most amazing idea for a company or a product or a business, build me a website. And because they're not knowledgeable and it's not any fault of their own, they really think I will like publish a website, Google will pick it up, and like they will have traffic.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that at all.
Right. Excellent. So let's jump into the traffic techniques. Maybe if you can just share with us a little bit about your advice on how people and how you recommend people get traffic. Is it paid? Is it SEO? Is it from social? What are your sort of pet techniques in terms of generating traffic?
Sure. So straight up, it all comes down to amazing content. When I bring a new customer onto my traffic and leads package, they either A, have to be producing content, and it has to be quality content. Like, you can't go overseas and have someone write a dinky article for you. I'm talking like really good content that's interesting to your client base. So that can be in the form of articles, short articles, graphics, videos are some of my favorite type of content if you're not much of a writer. Some of my clients, of course, are not in the mood for writing, which I totally get because I'm not a writer myself. We can actually do the writing for them and then send it over and let them put their own spin on it. Cause some people look at a blank Word document and in terror where sure. You write and yep. They don't know where to start. But if I give them something, they will either A, know, okay, that doesn't really fit. I can adjust it to this. That seems a lot easier. So that is totally fine if you're not a content creator, but you must have excellent content to win in the online marketing game. Another client of mine, he specializes in, he franchises a vending machine business. So he didn't have time to write. He hasn't ever really written anything. And there isn't a ton of research out there on basically the vending machine market. So I said, okay, take 30 minutes and just voice vomit a recording for me, everything you know about vending. Mm. So from that 30-minute recording, we created an autoresponder series that was awesome. We created a wonderful opt-in that people are opting into, and we created a $99 info product that he's selling to people who don't want to be a vendor of his. All of that from a 30-minute, just record yourself telling me everything you know about your business. So there are ways to produce killer content without you guys actually having to write, but I do require content for this whole thing to work. So,
right. And so when that content is developed, what are sort of some of the ways that people can, or that you would recommend or that you use on behalf of your clients to be able to draw traffic to that content?
Yep. So the best kind of traffic, Jeff, is going to be search organic search engine optimization traffic, meaning I go to Google, I type in red tennis shoes, and the first things that come up, I'm going to click on. Those are the most valuable types of traffic. That's called organic traffic. Those kind of results for any keyword like that, that's going to take a company 4 to 6 months to actually start ranking for those keywords. So the question is, what do I do with these business owners for that 4 to 6 months while we're really trying to make things happen on the search engines to get the super valuable traffic? Well, there's two ways to go about that. The first is pay-per-click, which is essentially you go to Google and you say, hey, Google, every time someone types in red tennis shoes, please show this ad. And every time someone clicks on it, I'm willing to pay $0.25, $1, $6. Every time someone clicks on it and comes to my website, when I'm out of budget, you'll stop showing my link. That will get you on the search engines today. However, it can be really, really expensive, as you can imagine. So my favorite way actually is now social media marketing. Specifically, Facebook marketing can produce traffic to a website. List building will let you build your list very, very quickly through Facebook marketing. I'm also having some quite excellent results on Pinterest marketing, Pinterest ads, because Pinterest has just opened up allowing everyone to buy Pinterest ads. So those are actually working really well because Pinterest is more than just gals who are crafting. Like people, real people are out there on Pinterest. So, yeah. And the ads are cheap right now. So essentially for that 4 to 6 months while I'm working on their SEO campaign, we're producing amazing content. And in the short term, we're running Facebook ads because Facebook is so powerful and it's really, really inexpensive. I know people yell and scream because Facebook should be free. Everything should, you know, it's a social media platform. But honestly, when in the history of marketing have we ever had to complain about marketing dollars? Like, sorry, you're in front of eyeballs. You have to pay money. Facebook is so inexpensive. And not only that, you know, every single dollar that goes into your Facebook ad marketing is for your target market. You can go to Facebook. You can say, Facebook, only show my ads to women between the ages of 30 and 40 with toddlers at home that make over $50,000 a year that live within 10-mile radius of Southern California. You can't show me a billboard that will do that. So Facebook marketing, pay-per-click till SEO starts rocking and rolling. That's what I do.
Yeah, I like it. And that gives you that, yeah, it gives you the short-term bang, allows you to test some of the early content and early landing pages, et cetera, and then also gets you lined up for, as you mentioned, the 4 to 6 months down the way when organic starts to hit. That makes a lot of sense.
I can give a few tips on social media marketing. I have a couple of tools I use that are free. Do you want me to give those out?
Yeah, that'd be great. And sort of one other question while we're on that topic is when you set up these ads on either Pinterest or Facebook or PPC for that matter, pay-per-click, do you recommend people come back to sort of an opt-in page, or are you, you know, is there a role to bring people back to the content itself? And maybe just touch on that.
Oh, I love that question. I'm so glad you had that question because I have an amazing example of said question. So first of all, when you are out there social media marketing, if you don't feel like diving into paid ads, definitely every time you produce some content, make sure you put it over there on LinkedIn. Make sure you put it on Twitter, multiple times on Twitter, and make sure that you post it on your Facebook page. I usually recommend if you don't want to get into the nitty gritties of Facebook marketing, at least boost your post to your fans. And I know like you can kick me off the show because everyone says you're not supposed to boost a post, but quite frankly, I would rather you boost a post to your fans than don't boost it at all. And for a couple dollars, most people have 5,000 or less fans on their page, like all of your fans will see it for a couple bucks. So like just boost it.
Right.
So lots of people will see it. Second of all, you can use two tools. Two of my favorite tools is Triber, which is essentially a website. You go out over to Triber and there's different tribes out there, and tribes meaning different topics. So maybe you're a lawyer, or maybe you're a content marketer, or maybe you're a dentist. You can find tribes of lawyers, dentists, and all that are creating content. And essentially it's saying, if I share your content, will you share mine? And in theory, because we're of the same tribe, we have the same kind of content, my tribe will enjoy your content and your tribe will enjoy my content. So all of a sudden you have access to a bunch of other people because you're all sharing each other's content. Mm-hmm. I love Triber. It's a free tool. Go out there and use it.
Sort of a way of syndicating your content, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's awesome. I've made a lot of cool contacts and friends out there. I'll make friends with them on Twitter. We'll tweet each other. Like, it's a really great connecting tool with people in your industry doing the same things that you are. Hmm. The second one is going to be Viral Content Buzz. Also a free tool. Very similar to Triber, except for you don't have tribes, but essentially you go out there, they show you articles, you pick which articles you want to share on what social media platforms, and every time you share an article, you get points. So maybe I share an article on Twitter, I get 3 points, and it basically builds up a credit in my account. Then I can go spend said credit for them to show my article to everybody who will share. Two free tools, highly recommend.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I see so many people falling into the trap of, you know, buying followers and buying, you know, all of those scams.
Yeah.
This is just so much better because you're actually you're providing useful content to your relevant market and networking along the way. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, those are my favorite two tools and they're free. So to get back to your question, do I lead them to a landing page or do they lead them to content? So I do a mixture of both, but I do think a fair amount of your ad spend needs to lead people directly to content. people are used to this whole landing page thing. They roll their eyes. They know what you're up to, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with every once in a while running an offer to your fans. But that's after you have fed them, that you've fed them and they trust you and they know if they click on that, they're going to get an amazing piece of content. Plus, it's the whole know, like, and trust thing. You've got to feed them content in order for them to know, like, and trust you to even opt in. So, yes, I put a great deal of ad spend behind content. Let me give you, but there are very tricky ways of actually use, if you have a killer piece of content and you actually put money behind it to drive traffic to it, you can do what's called a content upgrade. On that content, I'll give you a perfect example. I have a doctor up in Canada, where you are, Jeff, mm-hmm. and she's a naturopath. She had a wonderful article about estrogen deficiency, and it was getting a ton of attention. Like, we went and looked at her analytics, and she's getting maybe 400 people a day to this article. Now, she didn't know. She just wrote this article and had a podcast about this topic. Like, it's not even her specialty, but so she, and this article was just, everyone on social was sharing it. Anyway, she was getting a ton of traffic. So people would come to this article, they would read it. It was a high quality article. Then at the bottom of the article, we did what was called a content upgrade. And we said, hey, you like this article? Great. Well, guess what? I have a treat for you. If you put your little email address in here, I will send you a free ebook on 10 ways to ease your estrogen deficiency symptoms today. So right. Please put your email address in here and download this now. So if they were to read the whole article, which everyone did, they already loved her. They already trusted her. They were obviously experiencing these symptoms. So of course they're going to put their email address in. So voila. We picked up so many email subscribers just through that. Mm. Then I'll tell you what we did. We made a little magic happen. We wrote a 10 sequence autoresponder series that after they downloaded that, we sent them 10 emails at various times, checking in on them, giving them more content about estrogen deficiency, letting them know that the doctor was like a podcast expert and she knew what was up. Not only that, but did you know that the doctor can also do consultations on Skype? So all of a sudden she's getting all these requests to help people with their estrogen deficiency syndrome via Skype. So it doesn't matter where they are in the world. And like this was all just traffic that was already happening for her. So to answer your question, yes, put money behind your content, especially if it's quality content.
Yeah, I love that approach because, you know, for many people listening to this, I have a feeling they probably have in their mind today, it's a black and white scenario. It's either you're sending them to an offer page or you're sending them to some sort of content that is pure content and doesn't build in this sort of what I would call contextual offer, right? Where you're putting an offer in place that sort of adds to the free content. That's an awesome recommendation.
It works. It works really well. And the opt-in rates on something like that is killer. Now, not only that, but if you don't feel like doing a content upgrade on all of your articles, which of course, like that's going to take forever. I totally understand. But at least make sure your website as a whole has a generic, I say generic, just trying to meet everyone's needs who's coming to your website. Make sure you have an offer and that you are doing a pop-up on your website. Like most opt-ins will come from a pop-up. And I know most people or a lot of people have very negative connotations to pop-ups, but you must use a pop-up.
Right. Yeah. Great advice. So that's a great segue because my next question was around your advice for what sort of the perfect website should look like and what pages people should have. You know, do you favor a sort of a content type website and do you favor blogs? You know, what are the typical sort of key components of a website that someone should have for their business online?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I would not say there is a perfect website, but if I had my druthers, I would say definitely I like lots and lots of content. Do I say that enough today? My nickname should be Content Lindsay or something. Right. But obviously you want basically home, about, all of that wonderful jazz. But if you are, I would love to see, like, if you're not going to produce videos for me, like get your smartphone out, do a video. I would highly recommend always having a video on your webpage. It does the selling for you. Like, you, it just doesn't have to be this perfect production. Like, literally get your cell phone out and say, hey, welcome to my website. This is what I do, so people can get a real feel for you, okay? So I highly recommend having a video on that homepage, if not multiple videos. I highly recommend having articles on that page, if not multiple articles about your specialties. That's only going to help you in Google. That's only going to help you everywhere. But most of all, most people who come to your website, they're probably not going to be ready to buy, but we do want to make sure that we capture their email address. So this fits for any kind of industry, carpet cleaners, naturopaths, lawyers. Try to come up with some sort of irresistible offer. So if they do not call you, they will actually opt in and start receiving emails from you, so you can remain top of mind for when they are ready to buy. That's the perfect website, is an opt-in website.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So have the content up there. Make sure that you're showing a little bit about you and your business. Gain sort of trust. Get people to know you instead of just a blank sort of written page, which, you know, you talked about the video. And then have a call to action or have some sort of offer on there, right?
Yeah, and I would also say, Jeff, I think it's really important that people put some, they either put some of their own time into writing copy for their website. So there's a difference between content and copy. Mm-hmm. Like, copy is just going to be static about us, what I do. Like, put some time into that or hire a copywriter. Like, so many times, even today, I'll release a website because the client doesn't see the value in copy. And, you know, it's just not as effective. Like, copy is so important. So spend some money and get a copywriter.
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's the whole objective of your site, is to convert people. It's to get people to, you know, to take an action of some sort. And so if you're not able to, or even see the, you know, see the importance of crafting copy to do that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So the other, I guess let's go back to the short-term traffic techniques. We can jump back there for a moment. You mentioned Facebook ads, and you mentioned Pinterest, and you mentioned PPC. Are you advising that for pretty much everyone to sort of be running some of those campaigns depending on their ad budget? I mean, should everybody have this going on in their business, in their part of their ads, in part of their marketing spend?
Great question. So, no, not everyone should be doing PPC. The best kind of, thing you want to run PPC are immediate needs. So I am looking for a plumber. I am in pain. I need a chiropractor. Or I am looking for red shoes. Like, when people are ready to, like, hit a button, they're in need. Those are the kind of things that are going to work on PPC. If you have a 10-day transformation to a better you opt-in offer, like, that's not going to work out very well on PPC. Like, you probably won't even be able to target keywords very well for that. So those kind of offers will work really well on Facebook. Generic, hey, you want to get to know my company? I'm a spa. These are the amazing things we offer. These are the testimonials. This is the inside. Here's a tour. Like, content and just trying to build a trust, trying to make a connection with people, that's going to be what you run on Facebook. As far as your question on should everyone spend some money on Facebook or on some paid ads, absolutely. Again, Facebook is so inexpensive. I kid you not, Jeff. I have a client. She runs a bed and breakfast up in a very small town in Idaho called Lava Hot Springs. We ran some Facebook ads for her. I spent less than $50. And basically, I updated her header, and I basically put out there, she does this wine and dine thing for Valentine's Day. I spent maybe $15 advertising that to a radius for women, because women are into Valentine's Day more than men, which is weird. But anyway, I spent like $15 or $20, said, hey, bring your sweetie to Lava Hot Springs. It was within a 25-mile radius of the town. She called me, said, you must stop the ads. I am completely booked. Like, it just, like, it's not expensive. And again, like I was saying, if you have less than 5,000 people on your fan page and they're like you got those legitimately either through a targeted likes campaign, or they just naturally came to you, like, do not do this if you bought fake likes from India. But if you have a legitimate fan base on your Facebook, When you release new content, just hit that boost post button for $3 or $4. Like, it will reach so many people, drive so many people to the article you wrote, and you'll get traffic today. So yes, yeah, absolutely. $100. Do it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what a lot of people don't understand as well is there are different ad types on Facebook. And if you're boosting content or you're even advertising content like a video or something like that, the cost per clicks are much, much lower than if you're trying to place some sort of an overt ad that goes off site. So, you know, the cost of those clicks can be very low, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And speaking of video, like, video ads on Facebook are crazy right now. Facebook won't even charge you till you get through about the first 10 seconds of the video. So it's like these people are watching your video and you're only paying if they're willing to watch the first 10 seconds. Mm. They're super inexpensive. Facebook loves video. I also have another favorite kind of ad on Facebook called lead ads. That you should try, like, especially, well, for any kind of business, but essentially I'll give you an example. What a lead ad is so you typically, you run an ad, you say, hey, opt in or do something. They click it and they go to a landing page. So maybe you're using Lead Pages or something, some other piece of software. They go to a landing page. You try to convince them, hey, make sure you fill out this form. Please do. When lead ads came out, which is like almost less than a year ago, Facebook will actually keep you on Facebook for lead ads. So you actually, hey, opt in, you click on a lead ad, they keep you in Facebook. Facebook already knows your name, your email, your phone, everything. All those things are already filled out. So the user doesn't even have to enter in anything. All they have to hit is submit. And all of a sudden you have a lead. Mm. So for example, I was running this for a insurance agent, this Facebook lead ad for an insurance agent. And, we were trying to get people to quote because Facebook knows when your insurance is up for renewal, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So we knew when people were up for renewal on their insurance and we said, hey, I know your insurance is up for renewal. Make sure you get a quote. So people were doing these lead ads. Him, just like my other client up in Lava Hot Springs, called and said, I think we had spent $50. Hey, you've got to pause it. I have too many phone calls to make because it's just so easy for people to hit click, click. There's my info. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that I didn't even realize that. I didn't know that. And I've been advertising on Facebook for some time. So that's awesome advice. Excellent insider advice.
Yes.
Good stuff. So let me just finish up with a couple questions. One of them is, what sort of, if you go back and look at that history that you talked to me about in the beginning, what sort of your, maybe what mistake or what thing do you regret the most? Maybe early on in your career, you know, if you had to do things differently now.
Yeah, so that's a perfect, like, I didn't even get back to my original story when I first told you my history. I have two things, Jeff. First thing I mentioned, we hired a ton of employees. We hired a bunch of expensive programmers because we were really used to getting paid a lot as programmers. And we had an expensive office. We had a ton of overhead. That was very difficult to maintain. Now I have two full-time employees, and everyone else is a contractor, and I don't have an office. Like, we all work out of our homes, and it works just amazingly, and I make so much more money that way. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, don't get dazzled by you need a big office, you need employees. Like, you don't. Everything can be completely outsourced. Like, we live in a digital world. Don't be scared of Skype. Don't be scared of overseas. Don't be scared. Like, we're all just people, and you can find people for your company that don't work within your immediate area. So that was a huge mistake because I had tons of back taxes. It was horrible.
Gotcha.
And then my second one, of course, is collecting those almighty email addresses. I've been in business for 10 plus years, and I just probably within only the last 4 years have started my own email list because I realized how important it was. I am kicking myself because I could have a huge dedicated email list had I been collecting all that time. So for those business owners that haven't even started, you got to start at one, get out an Excel spreadsheet at least and start letting people know, hey, can I add you to a list? Go get a free MailChimp account and just start emailing, even if it's one person.
Yeah, that makes
you'll thank me later.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are so many, you're right. There's so many people out there listening to this right now that are already running a blog, a website of some sort, and they're just not yet collecting. They think they're going to do it later, and it just doesn't make any sense, right, to get it
started. Yeah, because you're getting 2,000 people to your website a day, and one or two of those people may opt in. And so every day you wait is one less person on your list.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I really appreciate it. That's we touched on a number of things. I think you've given some excellent, you know, useful tips that people can apply to their business right now. I really appreciate your time today. I did want to give you a chance to tell people a little bit about your business and give the maybe a 30-second, 60-second overview of what you do and how, you know, what service you offer.
Yeah, sure. So first and foremost, you can find me at oneclicklindsay.com. That's where I blog and do a bunch of videos. So if you're interested in like this Facebook lead ads thing that I mentioned, I did a quick video on that, and I try to really break down online marketing very simply on my blog, oneclicklindsay.com. Mm-hmm. But my company's name is trafficandleads.com, where we create landing pages. Of course, we create websites, just generic, not generic, but company websites, landing pages, but we specialize in traffic and lead generation and building lists. So definitely check us out on trafficandleads.com as well.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm sure people will, because that is, like I said at the beginning, it's the lifeblood of your business, right?
Yep.
Making sure you're getting that traffic. And
that's a killer domain. Am I right, Jeff?
It is. It's it's funny because I didn't even have to go back and look at it. I just knew it.
You
I looked at it once and it was embedded in my brain.
So and same with One Click Lindsay. If my name was Lindsay Anderson, you would have never remembered that, Jeff. I know you.
I know. I don't remember much, so I need all the help I can get. All right. Now, I appreciate you joining us today. And, you know, I'll have to get you back on again because we just, like I said, we just scratched the surface on some of the topics. But it was very useful. Thanks for your time today.
It's been my pleasure, Jeff.
All right.
So once again, I just wanted to thank Lindsay for coming on the show. It was an awesome interview. She gave a lot of tips, techniques that I know I'm going to use, and I know you will too. So if you appreciate that and you want to hear more from us, head up to hirertrustmarketing.com/podcast. You'll find all our episodes. And we'd really like to see you over at Twitter at Higher Trust, and over at Facebook at Higher Trust Marketing. You'll find us on Facebook with a lot of free content, a lot of videos and audios, etc. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back very shortly with a new edition of the Online Business Platinum Podcast. Bye-bye for now.